Thank you for listening to this message from Northwest Hills Community Church in Corvallis, Oregon. You can learn more about our church at nwhills.com. This Sunday is Summit Sunday, which was an outside service on the lawn highlighting what God has done this year at Northwest Hills. We honor our interns and thank everyone who serves to help make ministry happen. So, enjoy your week off of reading, and we'll continue reading the Bible next week with Ephesians. Now, here's today's message.
If you have a Bible, you can pull it out. If you have a phone and you want to open up, we're going to be in Hebrews 10. Good morning. Yeah, what is going on? Man, that's a question that we've been asking ourselves all year. You've seen it. You've heard it. If you've been around, it's an easy question to ask when you look around in life right now. And most of the time, the what is going on question is surrounded around discouragement, disillusion, frustration. We see things we don't like and we wonder what's going on. And we all have different ones, right? Some of us came here today and we're finishing up school and we're trying to figure out what's the next chapter in my life. And some of us are in the middle of family drama and some of us are trying to figure out work. And it's so easy to ask what's going on. And it's not a question that's any different than what people have been asking for thousands of years. As we started this whole year, about 9 months ago, kind of our ministry year, I know it's an arbitrary date, but we set it every September. We were looking at a people who were pretty discouraged. We were looking at a people in the book of Hebrews who, about 30 years after Jesus left, were wondering, Jesus, where are you? You said you were coming back. They were quite discouraged, and the author of Hebrews had something to say to people who are discouraged, because we are not to be a people who are discouraged, but we are to be a people who have tremendous hope. We're to be a people who have confidence. We're to be a people who have endurance, and so we read about that in the book of Hebrews, and man, this last year, this has been a place where there is a lot of confidence and a lot of endurance, not just within the programs that we have here, but within a faith and a hope that we have in Jesus, that Jesus knows what he's doing. You know, as we've looked at the whole story this year of who God is and how he's moving and working, we have been encouraged over and over and over that God has not forgotten us. That it's not a mistake that he's waiting so long, that he loves us right where we are. And so what I want to do today, and kind of looking at this big picture of how we started things and how we're continuing them, is I want to go back to the text that we started with in September. And that was in Hebrews 10. And we want to talk about what the author of Hebrews had to say. We want to talk about this this confidence and this endurance. So I'm going to ask that you would stand. I know you just stood and then we're sitting, and I'm going to ask you to stand again. I only got 10 minutes, so I'm going to try to go quick here. I'm sure I already took up five. I'm not even in my intro. Okay, sorry. I was told this would be a problem. Here we go. Hebrews 10:35. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. He goes on to talk about what's promised, and ultimately that's the return of Jesus. So I'm supposed to say, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Sorry, you can sit down. I want to remind us as we get close to the end of the year that, man, we are a people who have a tremendous amount of confidence. Again, not in what's going on here, I promise you. It's not in an old building. It's not in fun people. It's in one thing. We have confidence in Christ, that Christ will be with us in great times. Because we look back at this last year, and some of us, we've been living our best life, and life is really good. And some of us, it's hard. But no matter where we are, we have full confidence that Christ is with us. In September, I talked about kind of four things that we're going to need this year as a church to have endurance and to have confidence in Christ. And I just want to touch base real quick on each of these. I'll go quick, I promise. We got four. The first one we talked about was to have confidence in our faith. We need to know God and we need to know what he's done. All right, this is why this last year we've been going through the entire Bible this year, really with a heart that we want to know who God is. And so I just want to raise a hand. How many of you gave some sort of effort to follow along in the Bible this year? Man, that is a lot of people. That's a lot of people who are saying, hey, I want to know the whole story, not just to know the story, but I want to know the author behind it. I want to know who God is, right? So if I'm going to have confidence in something, I want to know what I have confidence in. And so we've been doing that this last year, and we'll continue that, looking at the whole story of who God is. And it's important that we know that. Number two, to have endurance and faith, we need to commit. We talked about the importance of commitment. We talked about how we live in a world of radical individualism and how things fall apart when we're committed to ourselves. But when we're committed to a greater cause, when we're committed to what Christ has called us to, that will absolutely give us endurance and hope in our faith. And this last year, we've had a lot of people commit. I love looking out and seeing so many different people who are serving in so many different places, whether it's in children's ministry every week, holding toddlers, whether it's getting here nice and early, setting up sound, whether it's, you know, putting out Frisbee gates out here and all the things, right? Not just here, but outside of our church as well. And we're going to hear about some of those stories today. We're going to recognize so many people who have been serving in our city. Again, not just here, but in the greater area as well. A lot of people have committed this year, and I love that. Number three, endurance in our faith insists that we are running. Chapter 12, verse 1 says, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Man, in order to have endurance and confidence, we got to run. We got to run in the right direction too. And in order to do that, we're told that we need to lay aside weights and sin. Man, a lot of us have done that this year. I look around and I see a lot of people who not only have committed, but you've said, I'm going to put things aside and I'm going to follow Jesus. My notes keep flipping all over the place here. In order to run the right direction verse 2, he says, run the race that's set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Jesus is the center of everything that we do. And in order to run, we got to run towards him. Because here's the thing, we're all running towards something, right? Every person here has a goal in mind. We're all trying to do something. And we live in a unique time period in history where a lot of the things that we run towards, we can actually catch. We can get a lot of those things. And what happens often is when we get the things that we want, if they're not Jesus, we get them and they do not satisfy us. And so we want to be a church that runs hard after Jesus. And in order to do that, we got to lay aside weights and we got to lay aside sin and we got to do that together. I think about one friend of mine this year, a newer person to this church who hasn't been involved in church for a long time. And after 10 or so years, like, got committed here. And he was telling me kind of what his journey was like and how the weights of just life kept him from being committed to church. Ironically enough, the weights of a job kept him from being committed to church. And that weight was let aside, maybe not exactly what we would all want. But through that, got recommitted to church, opening up a Bible, figuring out how do I follow the Lord this year. And just one small example of setting aside a weight, setting aside something to keep Jesus first. And man, we got a lot of examples of that, a lot of people who are pursuing Jesus. And so we're going to hear from a bunch of our different ministry leaders today. We're going to celebrate and ultimately say thank you. Like, our heart here as a staff team, our heart here as a leadership team is not to say, man, good job, Megan, and good job, Ron, and Gary, you're okay, and JJ's all right. Right? Our heart is to say, man, Northwest Hills is our people. It's us. It happens because of conversations that we have in our homes. It happens because of relationships that happen after church. It happens because we are the church outside of just this gathering. And so we want to thank you for that. So we're going to hear a little bit from Ron and from Megan. They're going to help celebrate the good things that you guys have done this year. And then we're going to hear from a bunch of our other staff. But man, from the bottom of my heart, from the bottom of our elder team and our leadership team, thank you for making Northwest Hills what it is. Thank you for putting Jesus first. Thank you that we are a church that has confidence, that has endurance, not in ourselves, but in Christ. Thank you.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it. I was reading in the book of Ephesians, and by the way, we're going to be there next Sunday, but I was reading in Ephesians, and the Lord stopped me at this couple verses here in Ephesians chapter 1, where it says this, "For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in all of my prayers." And I was thinking about that and what was going on in the life of Paul. But bigger, I was thinking for me personally, less than a year ago, God brought my family and me here, and how rich it's been to be part of ministry with you, and how I've loved especially to see God at work. It's my favorite thing in the world to see, and especially God at work inside of you in all kinds of different areas. And so Megan and I are going to celebrate that a little bit here, but Megan's got instructions about how we're going to celebrate. Yes. And as we do, we're going to ask people to stand up, and I want you to thank them, but also remember that we're thanking the Lord for all his good work. And I need some interns over here, if you'd come over, because we've spared very little expense. Actually, we spent very little expense for some great prizes. So Megan, tell us how we're going to do this, if you would.
Yes, the truth is, this is a church, just running off of what Josh said, this is a church where people have committed and have served. We talk about living like Jesus, and one way we do that is by serving. And so with that said, we have a lot of people that serve and a lot of people to thank. So this might be a little bit nutty, a little bit crazy. It's going to be pretty quick because there's a lot of you. So just embrace the craze. There's going to be stuff flying through the air, people standing and sitting. You'll get a nice leg workout for those that serve a lot. But here we go. So this is what's going to happen. I am going to say an area of ministry, and I'm going to ask those people to stand up if they're able to. And then I'm going to say, ready, and then we're going to do two claps together. So let's practice together. I'm going to say, ready.
Boom, boom.
Boom. You guys nailed it. All right. Okay, let's do it one more time. Are you ready? Yes. All right. First, we're going to start with
the
ladies.
Women first.
Women first. If you served on the women's ministry team or helped with any women's events or things like that, please stand up.
Stand up, stand up, stand up.
Woo! And we got fun prizes. Ready? Yes.
Great. All right. And if you are a person who serves on the Sunday teams, and by that,
there's a lot of you. My goodness.
If you are part of the coffee or food ministry, an usher, a greeter, a support person that sets up during the course of the week for us, or if you're one of those media persons, would you just stand up right where you're at?
Stand up. There's
stand
a lot
up, please,
of you.
If you're a Sunday morning. Okay.
Ready?
Interns. Boom, boom.
Yes, there it is. All right. And now we want to thank those that serve outside of these walls. There are a ton of you that go outside and be the hands and feet of Jesus in our city. So that's like Love Inc., Options, Friends of the Family, Southside Youth Outreach, things like that. If that's you, please stand up. We would love to honor
you. Stand up.
Yes.
There you go.
All right, ready?
Nice. One of my favorite groups, community group leaders, would you stand up, please?
What? Yes.
You guys are great. You're rocking it. And I love your hunger for the word and how you're driving people to love Jesus and follow him. Way to go.
Ready? All right. And then we have an outreach ministry here called Home Group. We have After Hours and Home Group. This is for moms and families in our city. So if you served on that team or served in a classroom, can you guys stand up? We'd love to honor you. There they are. They're
Thank
all
you.
Holding kids. Ready?
And if you are one of those great people that serve in kids ministry,
there's over 200 of
over
you, by the way.
Over 200 of you in the nursery, the preschool,
it might take
elementary,
a bit.
The fourth or fifth
Look
grade,
at, yeah,
the
they're
worship.
All on day off. No, here they
Children's
are.
Children's ministry people, stand up. You guys
Ready?
Rock it.
Yes. All right. And then those that serve on our worship team. So come up here that play music, that do the sound in the back. Can you guys stand up, please? Woo. Yes.
Good job.
Ready? Yes. Awesome.
Near and dear to Gary in my heart, youth ministry people,
Whoa.
Stand up if you would.
Party
Middle school,
people.
High school, special events people, if you helped out in any special
Heck
events,
yeah.
stand up if you would, please.
And ready? There. And last but not least, we have our super seniors class. So if you taught in that class or participate in that class, can you stand up? And then also anyone that's taught in one of our Sunday school adult classes, can you please stand up? Yes. Awesome.
Thank you very much, you guys. Wait in the back.
Wait, there we are. Yep. All right, ready? And man, thank you so much. We're so honored to be a part of this
thank
church.
Thank you, interns. Appreciate
serve.
That. We're going to call up the wonderful Jesse Furlow.
And James, Carissa, and Mr. Mark.
Of course, I just shoved a Snickers into my mouth right when it was my turn. Man, this is incredible to see you all sitting out there. What a blessing to be here as one big family. Like Ron said, my name is Jesse Furlow, and I am just blessed to be the director of children's ministry here at this church. And I just have a huge heart of gratefulness for each one of you that supports our kids and families and me in all that we do here. There are over 200 volunteers who serve in children's ministry. That's incredible. Yes, give them a hand. Give them a huge hand. These 206 people have spent hours preparing lessons, crafts, small group discussions, activities, praying over kids and families inside and outside the classrooms. They show up early. They stay late. They're here on Sundays to greet families, to teach Bible lessons, to help people check in, to help kids hide God's word in their heart, to give hugs, to give encouragement. Most importantly, they are helping your families to have a deeper love of Jesus. And I am just blown away by all of the support and love that we have for kids here at this church. You are the heart of kids ministry. You are what makes it happen. And thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for your dedication. And thank you for all of your support. We know that different seasons in ministry of rest and of working hard are both good. And so over the summer, we give our main lead teachers a rest and a break. That means there's some spots. So I get to do a shameless plug this morning as well. Thank you for all you do and step in again. So we love to give them a break and there's some spaces over the summer. And so if you are interested, find me, send me an email, stop in at the office. If you serve even just 1 week this summer, that gives those teachers a break and gives you just a little bit of encouragement being with kids and getting to see behind the scenes if you're not in that world. So it's a great thing for you as well. We still need around 15 people to step in and do those roles. So we are rocking it and we're doing great. But if that is on your heart, come find me. It's going to be a party and a ton of fun. We've got bubbles and snacks and sugar. all right. Before I give up my mic, I want to share just a couple more super encouraging numbers with all of you. Because I get to look at the numbers every single week. Of kids that check in, I have that advantage. You guys, I have like a tracking system to see who you are and who's been here and what you're doing. And it is so cool. So this past year, we've had an average of about 120 kids from babies through fifth grade here every single Sunday, which is just incredible. So amazing. We've had about 30 fourth and fifth graders come every single week. And that's a new ministry that started this year. So what a blessing that those kids can have a spot and feel loved and just right where they're at. And we've had just under 20 new families start attending Northwest Hills regularly this year and get plugged into ministry, being fed and also serving. So that is just super encouraging to see growth. Yeah, give it to God. Yeah, that is awesome. It's super encouraging to see our ministries grow. We have also made it a priority to support camp ministry. And because of that growth, we're taking double the number of kids this year to elementary camp. We've got about 20 kids going and 5 adults. It's going to be super fun. So keep that in prayer. That's at the beginning of August. We've also got a few more kids on the wait list. So pray that spots will open up and we can take everybody who wants to go. And I get to take my daughter with me this year too, which is super fun. There she is right in the front. So thank you for supporting kids ministry. I'm going to pass the mic on now to my awesome husband, James, and our director of communications and connection, Carissa.
Awesome. Thanks. Yeah, Carissa and I are going to be sharing a little bit on what's happening at the global side of things. So you may not know this, but we actually have a global outreach team, which it stands GO for short. And it's a group of people who make sure that Jesus is known throughout the globe. And one of the things that we believe a priority is that we focus on a few areas instead of spreading ourselves thin across the entire globe, because it is rather large. And for over the last 20 years, our church has been primarily focused on Uganda. And it has been amazing. We've been sending teens. We've been helping them financially. We've been supporting missionaries there. It's been really good. And one of the things that we've seen God do is create a self-sustaining, self-replicating church there. It's absolutely amazing what he's done. Now, that's not to say that the mission there is done and that we're going to cut off all support, but it did give us a chance to say, okay, as a church, where should we be going next? Where are there unreached people? Where can we go where no one else is going? Now, as you can imagine, there are some issues with communicating that, which is why you honestly haven't heard a whole lot from up on stage. But what I can share is that in order to help with this transition to this new focus group, we have started up a new team to just really help it go faster and to go smooth. If you see one of us, feel free to ask questions and we can give you more details. What I have already seen God doing there is just amazing. He is clearly at move there, and I am really excited to see what God has planned for our involvement going forward. So Chris, I want to turn it over to you to talk about that.
Yeah, this is super exciting. And a few people got to go take a trip to the specific region earlier in the year and just saw amazing opportunity and came home with a long list of things that we could do to try and make Jesus known there. And so our team is basically trying to think through what is our first step? What should we do first to reach this people group? And so as you can imagine, unreached people groups are very difficult to reach. That's why they are unreached. And so it's a lot of prayer and conversation about what is that first step that we should take. And so a few things that we're really praying into is first, just continuing to support people who are already there, already making Jesus known. And we already have some people on the ground there who are doing amazing things. And so we just want to love on them and continue to support them. We also want to think about who we can send. You know, this area, every job you could ever think of. And we want to saturate this place with Jesus, with people who love Jesus. And so we're praying into, are there people here at Northwest Hills that are ready to take that next step of maybe going for a couple years and just living life, living in community, and just making Jesus known in relationships. The third thing is possibly doing some short-term trips or long-term trips, maybe a college trip to share Jesus with people there in that city, on the ground. And then the fourth is raising up other people to just make Jesus known over there. We're talking to a few more people who are already there, learning about what they're doing and seeing if maybe we can get connected to what they're doing. But yeah, it's super exciting. And we are just praying into what that next step should be. And we just ask that you would pray with our team as we think through what that first step is. And then also just pray for this people group. We have people here in our city, and we're praying into what that should be in our city, what role we should take here in Corvallis, and just praying about what we can even do here in Corvallis as a church to reach that people group. So yeah, it's exciting, and we're just excited to see what God has for us in this time. So just continue to pray for us.
Yeah, thank you so much for all of your prayers. We really do mean it.
My name is Mark Curtis. I'm the director of operations here, and we're still trying to define what that means. But one of the things that I'm responsible for is the finances. So I want to give a quick financial update that our ministry year runs from September to August. And so we're 9 months into our current fiscal year. And every year we, around the middle of summer, we start planning for what's next year's budget. What do we feel like is a comfortable number for our church based on the giving patterns we've had? The last couple of years have been interesting with COVID and just those unknowns of, is giving going to stay strong? And we've continued to push the number up a little bit because there's this new opportunities to do ministry that we need to fund. And so for this last fiscal year, our current fiscal year, we're just over $1 million at our budget level. And so far, over 9 months, you all, we all have been giving, we're 13% above our giving target. So that's amazing. And what that does is just, it's such a blessing to us as a staff because we don't have to think about finances while we're planning ministry specifically. We definitely try to be stewards of the resources God gives us, but in the last couple of years, we haven't had to say no to anything that we wanted to do in ministry that we felt called to because finances were restricting us. And so that's just a huge blessing for us as a staff. We've been able to build a great team and maintain it. We've added Ron, Pastor Ron, to the team this last year. I think many of you have been impacted by him already in the last 9 months. And Sue, of course, the better half. And so we're just grateful to continue to grow the team. We've also been developing out facilities and working on projects, continue to improve our spaces. And many of you know we received a large sum of money a number of years back. We've been slating that towards facilities development. Over the last few years, since the giving has been so strong, we've been able to basically fund all those projects just out of our normal monthly giving. And so currently we still have about $1 million in savings, which we have about 400,000 of that allocated towards just a reserve. And we've got about 500,000 left for future projects. And so we're just in great standing. Appreciate you guys. Want to say we love you and are so blessed by your generosity and your faithfulness to give to the ministry as we look to make Jesus known. So at this point, I'm going to invite Gary up. Where to Gary? Pastor Gary is over here. He's going to give us an update on youth ministry and intern program.
Oh, thank you, Mark. Haha, they let me go last. That way we'll see what happens here. I'm going to go ahead and invite three of my friends up here. I have some intern friends that are going to share. But first want to say, yeah, give it up for them. First want to say how much this church loves the youth of Corvallis. It is amazing, not just myself, not just our team, but to see the love that so many people in this church have, whether it's volunteering or supporting or cheering on. You guys can grab a seat if you want to. The church just loves Jesus and loves seeing teens come to hear about and know and follow and love Jesus. And so I'm super proud to be able to serve and lead the ministry that's the youth ministry. And a few things about it are just that I believe God is doing something not only in our church but in our city with our teenagers. I've seen a passion for reading God's word this year. As a church, we've been going through God's word, and you see students that are reading it, and we're saying, hey, if you read a book, we'll give you a study Bible. And they're hungry, and they're showing up, and they're in community groups and small groups with leaders. We're also seeing a huge strength in our team and our youth team, and it keeps growing. And just seeing leaders that would say, hey, I have 5 hours a week, I have 10 hours a week, I have 15 hours a week, I want to serve well and invest that in the kingdom of God. And we're also seeing, like I was saying, just as a city, we're seeing leaders and churches band together and be united for the cause of Christ for teenagers. And just had an event at Shemtimini Park 2 weeks ago, and hundreds of teens were there, and they were having a blast, and we're seeing light break through in a dark place to all the way down to the individual story when a parent walks by and says, hey, I know my kid is not about what's going on and what you guys are teaching, but this is something I want them to be a part of. Can we bring our kids? Like, yes, please bring them, bring the teens. And so we're seeing a lot happen. We're seeing amazing things. Of course, I could go on and on about it, but let's give it up. Let's let the teens in the crowd hear how we feel about them this morning. It's amazing. So at this time, I have the opportunity, and I've just had the privilege over the past few years that I've been here and leading the internship. And if you're new to the crowd and it's your first time here, we have interns. They live on campus right over there. There's a couple houses, one for boys, one for girls. And they do a lot around here. And we hold them in high esteem and love them. And as Pastor Josh was kicking off the service and he was saying things like, people putting their confidence in Jesus and people running with endurance and people running in the right direction and us having just a great hope for the future. One of the reasons why is because not only are these interns running with endurance, but we're also putting a lot of resource and investment into them saying, we believe in the next generation and we're willing to put the time and effort it takes to prove that. And so this morning, we're going to hear from a few of them, a selection of our interns that we've had this year. They've all done a super great job. And so make sure you give them just tons of love after they share their story. And then we'll wrap this thing up and do some worship. But Lainey, go ahead. Everybody give it up for Lainey Noya.
Good morning, church. Like Gary just said, my name's Lainey, and the last 9 months I've spent serving as a youth intern. This year has been filled with joy, a rich community, the sweetest and silliest roommates, and immense amounts of growth. This was a season of life that I learned to say yes. Yes to the Lord, even when it's hard and extremely uncomfortable. 2 years ago, I originally had my own plan to stay home and attend school in California. Although that was my plan, the Lord had something else in store as he opened up the door for me to move to Oregon. I jumped in and said yes, but was immediately hit with fears and doubts. However, my fears and doubts were calmed at that summer as I went to Hume Lake and ran into Ben Wright, who had a Corvallis Spartan shirt on, And then later that week, I met Gary, and he talked to me all about the internship, and I shared my passion for youth ministry. Right at that moment, I knew the Lord made no mistake by opening up the door to Corvallis. Fast forward to now, 9 months into this internship, and I'm still learning and growing in the act of saying yes to the Lord. Even in times where I was fearful that I was too young or not fit for the job, I was encouraged time and time again by Gary, others on the church staff, and fellow interns to remember that the Lord equips the called, so I should not fear what comes next after saying yes. By saying yes this year, I have been pushed to use my gifts that the Lord has blessed me with. I have said yes to being baptized, leading and loving students well, planning events, leading a team, coming up on stage and making announcements, and taking on leadership roles I would have never chosen to jump into. Recently, we just concluded our spring citywide youth event where we had 200 students in attendance and 70 leaders. Before this event started, Gary announced to everyone that I was running this event and I was going to tell everyone what to do, which was news to me as it was to everyone else. Now, if this would have happened a year ago, I would have been frazzled and honestly might have cried, but in that moment, I could say yes because I've grown in my confidence in the Lord. I knew that it would be from God's goodness alone that this event would go smoothly and not from anything I could do. And praise God because this event went better than I ever could have executed on my own. This year, I said yes to the Lord and he constantly revealed his goodness through that, even when the act of obedience was hard and uncomfortable. Now, I'd be wrong to stand up on stage and talk about how I've grown in obedience and not choose to be obedient in this next chapter of my life. Next year, I'm choosing to say yes to the Lord and follow his call for me to move back home to finish school and continue ministry in the church I grew up in. Obedience can be challenging, but the Lord has proven that his plan is always better. And after seeing what the Lord has done this year, I have no doubt that this next season of life is going to be just as sweet. Thank you, Northwest Hills, for pushing me to keep my eyes on the Lord and use my gifts to obey him.
Yeah, thank you so much for being obedient. All I got to say is when people are ready to hit a home run, sometimes you don't have to tell them to grab the bat. You just throw a pitch and watch it happen. So good job, Lainey.
My turn?
Lexi's turn.
Sweet. Good morning. If you don't already know me, my name is Lexi, and for the past 9 months, I have gotten the privilege of serving as a worship intern here at Northwest Hills. And wow, even just saying that now, it blows my mind because these past 9 months have just flown by so fast. I mean, a year ago, I was living in Texas. I was Googling worship internships across the nation, and I found one at a church in Corvallis, and I knew that God was simply asking me to trust him, put my faith in him, and take a leap of faith. So I did, and I watched as God moved like crazy. A big thing God was and is still teaching me through this internship is what it looks like to surrender. Now, as a worship intern, I sing a lot of songs about surrender, but these past 9 months have just been like this season of growth where the Lord unpacked that and made me dig deeper in that, just really understand what that means. He taught me that it means walking into church not with a consumer mindset of wondering what I can get out of it, but instead switching to a mindset of what I can give from what he's given me. One example of this is media. So something I didn't know coming in was that JJ, as our worship director, also does a lot with media here. Now, I had just gotten a bachelor's in digital media, so when that was figured out, it was very quickly asked if I would like to use that to serve. And I was really hesitant at first because photography and videography haven't really been deep passions of mine, just hobbies I do here and there. But the Lord quickly started opening up more doors for me to just use those gifts that he's given me. And I've just developed a heart for reaching people through media in that time. And so I'm just super grateful for that. Surrender also means staying disciplined in my faith, but laying down the belief that I have to prove myself worthy of God's love. I think spiritual discipline is so important for us as followers of Christ because it's that consistent and thriving relationship with the Lord that fuels that desire to serve and love our church. But something that the Lord has been teaching me is that I can't let discipline become an idol in my life. If I will just simply love Jesus first, the rest will follow. Surrender also means laying down my own pride and desires and hearing other people out when they call out things in my life, whether those are good things or hard things. And I've been blessed by people here who are willing to do that. One of the people I think of is Tara, who, when I found myself being prideful or overthinking things, hasn't been afraid to say what needs to be said in order to keep my eyes focused on the Lord. And if you would have asked me when I was 14, where I thought I would be in 10 years, this was not it at all. I wouldn't play guitar, and I wouldn't sing in front of anyone, like not even my parents. Like, no one got to hear me sing or play guitar. I did not have a strong relationship with the Lord. I was not a people person at all. But that all changed when God met me where I was at and I surrendered to him. And so I just want to say thank you here to the staff for just pouring into us interns for the past 9 months. And just thank you to everyone here. I know for me, I've just been so encouraged by your love and your support. And Cindy Lampe, your baked bread. And I'm so stoked to see what this next year holds as I step into being a second year worship intern here.
She's coming back. Oh, thank you so much, Lexi. That was awesome. Yeah, shout out to Carissa. Apparently, we have a pretty good online profile that she found us from Texas. So good job, media people. TJ is going to be the third to share here. TJ is going to do a little interview style. But before he jumps in, I just want to say kind of the three areas of the internship that we explain and just the vision for it. They live in community, they receive training, and they serve with their gifts. So TJ's got a pretty unique, cool story of how he's kind of worked in all three of those areas. So the first thing I want to ask you, TJ, is I had approached you about being an intern, and tell everyone what you were kind of thinking as you were challenged with this potential next step.
I was shrouded with clouds of doubt, for sure. I mean, Gary approached me as to be an intern. Next few months after that, I avoided him. I didn't answer his
not
texts.
I can find you, though. I can find people.
You can find me, but, you know, I avoided those texts. I had many doubts in my mind on being a leader. Stepping into it, that point in my life, I didn't think I had the right qualities to be a leader, prominently in the area of leading students towards Christ. But through some conviction, I said yes to the internship. I said yes to the Lord. And, I mean, it's probably one of the best decisions I've ever made in my life. I've been so blessed by you guys and just the church itself.
Likewise, man. It's been so great. It's been a journey. So why don't you share a few of the opportunities you had to serve that stretched you?
Students. I mean, our middle school or high school, two very different things. Our middle school, super wild. Our high school, super calm. Whether it was asking tough questions or answering tough questions or living out my faith that's honoring to the Lord and honoring to what we preach as leaders to our students, you know, it was a big step for me to live out and give up many things. But I mean, giving things up, I gained so much more than I could have ever imagined.
Yeah, super cool thing about TJ. He loves to snowboard, and he gave up a ton of weekends at Bachelor to serve the Lord. I mean, legitimately, like, said, hey, you know what? This is worth it. Maybe, like, I don't know, once every 3 months, he's like, hey, Gary, how about this weekend? What you thinking? But no, I really appreciate how you gave up a lot, and super cool going into the future as well. So another question I just want to hear is, you talk a lot about how people in the church and just the church as a whole invested in you. What would you say about a few people that invested in you?
Oh my goodness. I mean, I've been so blessed by this church, by just community. I have Gary out here, Gary Jones. He's the man that asks me all the tough questions and all the things we don't want to talk about, but it's the things that challenge and grow me as a person and grow me as a follower of Christ. I have my mentor, Tom Ramsey, out here in the crowd. He's right there with the beaver hat right there. Yeah, he's my mentor. We go through every Tuesday scripture, just verse by verse, really slowly, and that's helped me understand Jesus a little bit more and just what my faith looks like. And then, of course, my fellow interns here, Lainey, Lexi, Landon, Grace, Kylie. Yeah, I mean, they've been great examples to Christ, and just their continuous obedience to the Lord has helped me grow in my faith. And then shout out my community group. Eric Wright is in the crowd also. The Wright's right over there. I mean, they give me a place to be myself and just relate to people who are older than me and are able to pass down knowledge to me.
Yeah, and great job, TJ, for living out the vision of Northwest Hills, to love Jesus, to live like Jesus, and to make him known. And so to make him known, if you don't know about TJ, he definitely has some other gifts and skills as well as far as hauling pizza around town. He works at American Dream, and I just wanted you to share, man, you have been able to have an awesome witness at your workplace. Tell a little bit about what that's been like.
Yeah, that's one of the coolest things that we get to do. We get to shine light in dark places, and seeing my impact just at my work, a lot of the people there originally did not know that I was a follower until they got to know me a little bit better. But just in that, I mean, there's a lot of dishonesty, I would say, in the sense that, like, they would think that I would judge them. And so them being able to come to me and just seeing me as a good example of Christ and how I have not judged them for the many things. I've been invited to many outings after work, and but they know where I stand on that. And it's just been super cool to see some curiosity. I mean, I have many people from work constantly ask me what the internship's about, what it means to follow Christ. And I mean, that's just a super cool thing to see how I've been able to impact them just based on how I've lived out my faith and just, you know, curiosity. Just, I forgot there was a statistic. I think it's 7 times is the amount that someone's asked about the gospel before they're super curious and start going into it. And I mean, just the amount of times my coworkers have asked me, like, how it's been is just a real encouragement to me that I'm able to shine in that dark place.
Yeah, you are. Dude, everybody give it up for TJ. Serving well this year. Dude, super proud of you. So, of course, we have a few other interns, but we are just sharing from a selection. If you guys want to, take them out to dinner. Ask them about their year. They all have a story. Every single person that served as an intern this year has a story and is following Jesus and has just an amazing testimony of what it looks like to step into community, to serve with their gifts, to be trained. And so we're going to send off this service by celebrating them, by praying for them, as well as we're having a whole celebration of people serving at this church all year long. We're going to have a song of worship, but I'm going to go ahead and invite the rest of the interns to come up here. We're going to jump down on the ground here and say a prayer for them. And once again, thank you guys for running with endurance, for just showing that we have to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. And yeah, we're just going to pray a blessing over Landon and Grace and Lainey and Kylie and Lexi and TJ. And would you guys invite me this morning in prayer as we celebrate and as we also look to the future? God, thank you so much for Jesus. Just how you came to this earth and changed everything. How you gave us a place where we could be ourselves and where we could be met with your good news that we don't have to strive and try on our own. And this morning, as we are just celebrating the good deeds and the service and just the saying yes, the obedience, the surrender of so many people at Northwest Hills, we're just looking to Jesus and we're saying, thank you. Thank you for your love, for showing us an example of love and of serving and of sacrifice so that we could follow that example. And as a church, we want to be those kind of followers that are loving you well, that are saying, I will give up things of my own. I will look to others. I will serve. And we want to celebrate. And God, just thank you so much for these interns that have been faithful throughout this year of highs and lows, of opportunities to be stretched, of uncomfortable situations and circumstances where they had to say, all right, Jesus, I need you to come into my life. I need you to figure this out because I need you in this moment. God, thank you for taking away the weights so that we can run with endurance, so that we can continue to live out our calling on this earth. And God, we just pray as we look into the summer and the fall, as we continue as a church, we just pray for more people to step up and say, yes, I will. For more people to be transformed by your gospel, by your truth, by just what you're doing, not only in Corvallis and this community and the other churches here, but throughout this region, throughout the world. God, you're doing so many things, and thank you for letting us be part of it. Thank you for coming to our lives and changing us from the inside out. And God, just as we move forward, as we try to serve you, help us to continue to look to Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of our faith. It's in his precious name that we pray. And everybody said, amen.
Thanks for listening to today's teaching from Northwest Hills Community Church. We hope you find ways to apply the gospel to your life. And be sure to check out our website, nwhills.com, where you'll find ways to engage with us.
And if you're able, we'd love to see you at church next Sunday. Thanks again for listening.